A successful businessman. I've been saying like everybody else says, these kids are a bunch of bums. And then I finally found out when I got down here that, goddamn it, the kids are right.
Kids are right. Kids are right.
Hey, people. Welcome to the very first episode of The Bite Back. We are a bite-sized crash course into the SFSU Student Union, what we do, why we do what we do, and how we do it, all in under 20 minutes. Hopefully, we'll see how well we stick to that time limit going forward, but I have high hopes. I'm joined by my lovely co-host who's sitting across from me, Mia. Hey.
Hello.
What's up? How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
What about you?
Finals week, you know.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. What are you doing here? What's your SFSU skater story?
So I applied when I was in community college and ended up, because I was doing community college during the pandemic, that my grades weren't great and this was the one school I could get into and it was affordable and in a city I was used to. What about you?
Kind of the same. Didn't have a ton of options when I was applying for schools. And, you know, I've always kind of been a city kid at heart who was, you know, cursed at growing up in the suburbs, unfortunately. I always knew I wanted to land in some kind of metropolitan epicenter. And I'm familiar with San Francisco. I've been coming here since I was an itty bitty child. So it was a city that I knew somewhat decently. And so it just made sense. It was somewhat close to home and, like you said, affordable. A lot of options for myself wanting to get into media and things of that sort. So it just seemed like a logical fit. Here I am. Regarding the student union and just like organizing in general, even like how'd you get involved?
Yeah, so there wasn't a lot of political organizing where I'm from. So when I came to San Francisco State, I knew I wanted to join Students for Gaza. And my first day, somebody with a clipboard came up to me and asked me to join. So it was, I didn't even have to look for them.
Love it.
What about you?
Again, kind of the same thing. I supported the Students for Gaza campaign and the encampments kind of indirectly. I wasn't on campus at the time. I actually took a semester off last spring. I spread the word whenever I could, donated food and supplies here and there whenever I could. And then when I ended up back on campus in the fall, I was kind of in the headspace of, I feel like the bulk of what I've been doing has been largely performative, and that didn't really sit right with me. So I was wanting to get my hands dirty a little bit and directly support the movement in any way that I could. And so I had a couple false starts with people who were already in the union, and then eventually I landed on the print committee, multimedia kind of stuff. And that's actually how this podcast came to be.
Yeah, the podcast was your idea. What made you think of it?
It was. So one of the initial grievances, I guess, whenever I first joined was feeling that the movement and I guess kind of the politics behind it were somewhat inaccessible to newcomers. And so I was kind of hesitant to get more directly involved for a long time because of that. And so when I eventually did work my way into the union, I kind of had this thought of, what if we did some kind of multimedia series, whether it be a podcast, whether it be like a series of like short YouTube videos, to where we could kind of pick apart and dissect how we function day to day structurally, you know, what kinds of issues motivate our actions and our activism. And the podcast just seemed like a natural fit to do that sort of thing. I wanted to keep it digestible. I wanted to keep it bite-sized so that people, especially those who might have a shorter attention span, like I know when I listen to a podcast, like I can't, it doesn't matter how like juicy the content is, like cannot hold my attention for more than like 20, like 30 minutes max.
You'd like, be scared to see how many hours in a row of podcasts I listen
oh
to.
Oh my God, yeah, no. I can't do 3-hour podcasts. I can't do like bros yapping to each other about God knows what. Like, that's just not me. When I listen to audio content, like, it's short form, something I can reasonably consume in a bus ride or a walk to between classes, that sort of thing. So, I mean, yeah, we'll see where we end up with this. I'm really hopeful. I think there's a future, and it just really depends on what kind of listeners we attract and how well they're digesting the content. So we'll definitely see. We'll definitely see. Kind of segueing away from that, who are we actually as an organization? I kind of forgot, Mia.
Yeah, so we are a student union. That's not really a thing that exists very much in the U.S. It is in some other countries. But we voted as Students for Gaza to form the student union to better address the needs of students on campus and better connect people to our cause. Stuff like tuition hikes and the class and faculty cuts are some of our main issues that we've been fighting for. And our eventual goal is to like build enough of a community who want to like make a change that we can organize a mass day of action to hopefully get some concrete change on campus.
Right. And in building towards some sort of mass action at some point, that really starts with organizing from the ground up. Well, what does that mean? That means it starts in your departments. It starts in your housing communities. It starts in your sports teams. Get together with the people who you already see and have a community with day to day. Find out what issues are most pressing within those sites of struggle. Eventually, once we have enough of that happening across different sites of struggle, then we will hopefully get to a point where we have the capacity to reach a day towards mass mobilization where we can actually shut down and get done. That was not FCC compliant.
Well, it doesn't matter how you live or what you did wrong. As long as you're on TV, people will respect you.
To tell us more about that, I have a lovely human sitting directly across from me, Sarab Ford. Welcome to the stew. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Also doing struggling good. With finals a little bit, though.
Yep. Two more weeks, though. We got this.
All right, so with our first question, how did you get involved in the organization?
With the student union, I'm a sophomore, so I came here last year, fall 2023. I joined the Young Democratic Socialists of America, YDSA, and immediately that first September when I got to campus, we were hit with the tuition hikes. And not only that, we knew that a bunch of course cuts and faculty cuts were on their way. And within that organization, we saw that we needed some broader support in order to address the cuts that were happening, especially in my departments, the philosophy department and English department. So we did some research and we saw that there was a groups in Quebec specifically that had won against a 75% tuition increase by organizing in these bottom-up departmental-led student unions. And they voted to go on strike, and they went on strike for multiple months and basically brought the government to its knees on behalf of the students and their organizing. So that November, we started to build up this student union. We started to host general assemblies. I was one of the original folks that started helping out and building in the philosophy department, as well as helping facilitate some of the broader general assemblies.
And for those of you who don't know, SFSU Student Union actually began in November of last year. So we're coming up on, actually, it's been more than a year at this point. And then, of course, around middle of spring, last spring, we reorganized into an emergency coalition under the name Students for Gaza, which, of course, resulted in the encampments and the eventual meeting of divestment demands, which were actually voted into school policy yesterday, which was a huge win. And I think that above all else was really symbolic to how effective mass student action has the capability to be. So I'm just wondering if you could speak a little bit to not only the met demands in terms of divestment, but other accomplishments that you've seen this movement achieve.
So the Students for Gaza encampment, we had a big win with divestment and disclosure and our defend demand. I do want to make it clear there is no victory during a genocide. So that's something that's still ongoing and on our minds. But, you know, the real goal of the student union is to be responsive to issues that are relevant to students. And when we saw the encampment, the Gaza Solidarity encampments popping up, we knew that we had to be responsive to that. And yeah, I agree, Cole. Like, that was really a moment that we were able to bring together the masses of students and vote on what our actions are. And we brought the university president to the quad to do open bargaining with us. And I think that was also a huge accomplishment, seeing that we had the power to bring the university down to our level and really discuss with us openly. But I think, honestly, our biggest accomplishment in the year of being around is that we've shown students their power. We've shown that they can be active participants in shaping the university and not just passive consumers. And I think that's really important as we're having these like austerity attacks against our campus, is reminding students that, you know, especially with the history from the 68 student strike for the first College of Ethnic Studies, that we are the ones that are shaping the university, and the university is only going to get worse and worse unless we are active in democratizing what we want to see our education become. Even though we haven't spread that across everywhere yet, I'm seeing individuals in my department, just folks that I'm friends with in my classes, start to see themselves as active shapers of the university. And that's really inspiring. Even if they're commuters, they can't attend a single meeting, they see their power and are excited to be involved in mass action and have choices within the union, because the school doesn't give us many democratic spaces to voice our opinions and actually have those listened to.
Awesome. Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about the October 8th strike and the walkouts, and what that revealed to you and to other people within the student union about our current capacity towards addressing campus specific issues in the form of mass action, and how that led to this eventual decision to both return to the student union name and also shift in structure and strategy, I guess.
The October 8th strike, I think that was successful in many ways. You know, we were following what came out of the Bay Area Popular Convention for Palestine, that day of action, united with a lot of other schools. And we did bring out a decent amount of students. And I think even more impressively, the Faculty for Justice in Palestine did so many teach-ins throughout the day that I know a lot of students benefited from. But what that did show us is that we are not at capacity yet to shut down the entire university. And I think that was a really important stress test to see, okay, how can we get to that point? And in order to do something like that, we do need to reach every single individual student at this campus. And what allows people to really come together and do something like risk their education that they are paying tuition for is allowing them to move on issues that they are already politicized around, they're already upset about. So while we need to remain steadfast in our fight for a free Palestine, we also need to start addressing campus issues. We also need to start organizing students where they are at, and that is in their departments and in their classes, and make space for everyone to be either active or passive membership within these structures. And we just need to build a sense of trust within these departments that if there's issues in our class spaces, that if, you know, a couple of students walk out, every single student will be joining them. And that's really how we build the power to shut down the university.
So what are your current plans for the structure of the student union, especially for people who are interested in getting involved so they know where to go?
That's something that we're still, of course, always working together to figure out. But I think the main goals that we have right now is to figure out a system to have, like I was touching on, active and passive membership. So just like how a labor union or some of the other student unions can account for folks that can't attend a single meeting, they have ways where folks can participate in important strike votes just through email and just through, you know, getting a text message. So what we're doing right now is really focusing on these departmental and housing groups by having like individuals that can be in the classroom and kind of connect folks and act as like a point person for the union. So, for example, we have the Philosophy Against the Cuts group, and they've been organizing and myself have been working very hard to reach every single philosophy student through classroom canvassing, or making classroom announcements, and being in the philosophy lounge all the time, talking to people, having one-on-ones. And then on top of all of this, those are for, you know, specific issues for those sites of struggle. But we can also have these bigger general assemblies where we can have massive votes on campus-wide issues and how we wish to struggle on those.
And just to real quick clarify, what is a site of struggle exactly?
Yeah, a site of struggle is just any space that you occupy with other individuals in. And not only is it a space where you're facing issues, but it's also a space where you can organize with other students and leverage your position in that space to fight for change through mass action. Like, and by mass action, to clarify, that's also things like walkouts, boycotts, striking, things like that.
And just to kind of close off, I know many of you have probably seen the posters plastered all around campus calling on you to organize over break, talk to your classmates, talk to people within your departments and other sites of struggle. So if you can kind of speak to newcomers who maybe want to start organizing, how they can start to do that over break and prepare for the upcoming semester.
So if you're interested in getting involved, we do have a petition that's on our Instagram. And our goal over the winter break is also to be reaching out to these folks individually and trying to set up calls with them, seeing how we can connect people in the departments that are interested in organizing together. And ideally, we're also going to be able to put on some seminars to kind of go into depth on what's really happening within the university in the background, why we definitely have the money to be supporting our education, but the CSU is just choosing not to support us. So we have some educational things, but yeah, we also really just want to connect with folks one-on-one. But in the long run, we're going to create some systems where everyone can get involved regardless of what your capacity is. There's just so many issues within our departments. There's so many amazing faculty that we need to be fighting for and ourselves. So I think just starting super small and talking to your professors, talking to your classmates, figuring out which issues that they already have. And it might seem really simple, but if you just start by circulating a petition and start by getting people into taking that very first step to do something for the department, that's huge. And the philosophy department, that's how we started. And we ended off the semester with over 400 signatures that we just presented to the provost recently. And we're going to see if we can get some classes added onto our course schedule.
Awesome. That about wraps it up. Saurav, thank you for being our very first guest.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a really cool project.
Thank you. And thanks for bearing with us as we kind of figure out as we go, because none of us have any idea what we're doing.
Podcasts are harder than they look.
I swear, guys, this is not easy. And that about wraps it up for the very first episode of The Bite Back. We are a production of the SFSU Student Union, who you can find on both Instagram and now Substack. You can find updates, events, written pieces at SFSU Student Union on both platforms, and the links to those will be in the podcast description. Our producers are myself and my lovely co-host, Mia Torres. Our audio engineer and editor is sitting right here, RJ Paling. Sean E. designed our lovely artwork, and our theme music is to be determined. A special thanks also to the KSFS peeps for letting us use their lovely podcast studio, and to Saurav once again for being our very first guest. Have a safe and cozy holiday, and we'll see you guys in January. Take care.
Everywhere I go, I see teachers in Ferraris, research scientists drinking champagne.